What's up, everybody? Anton Crilly here from ecommercelifestyle.com, and welcome back to the podcast. If you're new here, just know that this show is here to help you increase your revenue, automate your operations, and become number one in your niche. And today's show, I'm going to be answering a question that was just submitted on a live stream that I hosted, and it was on our YouTube channel, but this question came in from Wally West. And the question says, how do you turn sales every other week into consistent sales? And that's a great question, especially for people that are earlier on in their journey. I know this is something I definitely struggled with when I was first starting with e-commerce back in 2007. I would have like weeks where I would just have so many orders coming in and I would be like, that's it, I'm gonna be rich, I'm a genius, I figured this out. And then, you know, the next week I would have sales trickle in and I would think, oh no, I'm gonna be broke, what am I doing? So you definitely have that in the beginning where the consistency isn't there. So what I did is just put together an outline of some things that have helped me and some things that I would recommend Wally do and anybody else listening to this or watching this if you're also trying to get that consistency. So the first thing that I would recommend is to check what's already currently selling. So when the orders are coming in, what are people buying? Because if you're doing something right, you want to be able to do more of that. So just look in your Shopify account or whatever platform you use to sell, see what products are selling and see if you can sell more of them. Now, the first thing I would recommend is see if you can go ahead and increase your cost per click inside of your Google campaigns, spend a little bit more, get bumped higher to the top of the list, get more clicks, get more sales. Again, if you know those specific products are already selling, try to sell more and see if one way that you can do that is to increase your cost per click in your Google campaigns. Now, the next thing I would look at is for the campaigns that are making you your money, that are bringing in the sales, are you reaching your campaign budget every day? So for example, let's say your campaign budget was 20 bucks and 6 out of 7 days a week, it gets totally spent and you just don't get as many clicks as you could because your campaign budget is being exhausted. Well, then I would definitely up that. Again, you want to make sure you're getting as much traffic as you can to the products that are already selling. So those are the first two things I would do. Try to sell more of what works on the platforms that are already working for you. Assuming that's Google, increase your cost per click for the products that are working. And if your daily budget is getting exhausted every day, bump that up as well. Now, the next thing that I would recommend is seeing if you can add more traffic sources to drive website visitors to those product pages that are already selling. So some platforms you might want to try are Bing ads. Yes, Bing ads do work. They make us a lot of money. Also Pinterest ads, if it makes sense for your niche, experiment with that. Don't just go into it with a huge budget, but put in 100 bucks or something, get it set up for only your best-selling products and see if you can make that profitable as well. And then also doing direct media buys from blogs or authority sites where your audience is already hanging out and link them to the product pages that are already selling. When it comes to marketing also and paid ads, see if you can do a better job with dynamic remarketing and see if you can do that on Facebook if you're not already running dynamic product ads and remarketing for those best-selling products. And also same thing on Google dynamic remarketing ads for those products that are already selling. Because in this first section, what I'm basically trying to get you to do is maximize the potential for the products that are already selling, get that consistency. And one way you can do that is by getting more people to those product pages and by making sure that you have the full opportunity being spent, basically. You don't want to be limited in your search impression share. You don't want to be limited by your daily budget if you know what's already making you money. Now, the next thing that I would recommend you do, kind of the second stage once you do that, is check to see which products are getting traffic but not getting sales or getting few sales. So the way I would check that is by going into Google Analytics. I would look at my pages. I would sort it by how much traffic they're getting. And I would look to see, wow, you know, this product ABC is getting a ton of visitors, almost as much as product D, but product D sells like crazy and product ABC sales trickle in for. So what you want to do then is go to those product pages on your store and Google the product names and then look to see, is there something that your competition is doing better than you on their product pages? Do they do a better job explaining the product? Do they have more product photos? Do they have even maybe a better price? Do they have information about the product warranty that you just left out? Do they have information about how quick the product ships when you left that out? So try to make your product pages better for the products that are getting traffic but not sales. Do that by looking at your competition, and do that also by comparing the product pages that you have that are getting traffic but not many sales to the product pages you have that are getting traffic but a lot of sales. And again, just see what looks different to you and then implement those changes on those product pages on your store so that that traffic starts to become more sales. Now, the next thing you want to look at is like kind of the third tier of this is what products in your product catalog are getting impressions but not clicks. So just go into your Google Ads account, whatever ad platforms you're using, look at your product catalogs and see which ones are getting impressions, meaning people are seeing your ads, but have a very low click-through rate. So basically what that is lost opportunity. If somebody is seeing your ads in Google Shopping, for example, and they're just not clicking them, then every time they don't click on yours, they click on somebody else's. That's a sale that could have been yours, that could have helped to make the consistency real, that could have helped to get you an extra sale today instead of it going to somebody else. So what you can do here is just take whatever keywords and you know you're appearing for and getting impressions and search for them in Google as if you were the shopper. And then see, is it just that your competition has a different price listed than you? Maybe somebody's violating a MAP policy, a minimum advertised price policy, so everybody's clicking their ad, and you can report that to your supplier. Maybe their main product image that shows in the search results for Google Shopping is a much better image than yours. Maybe your image is pulling in something that's, you know, pixelated or low resolution or just can be improved. Maybe it's that you're getting impressions, but you're too low in the search results, so by the time somebody sees your actual product ad, they've already seen five others. And the way you can help to fix that is by increasing your cost per click for that product in that product group for Google Shopping, and that'll bump you up on the list. And let me just say, if anybody is listening to this and they're like, you had me in the beginning, but now I'm lost, just know that I cover this all literally step by step with screen share videos inside of Dropship Lifestyle, which is my e-commerce program that was voted best e-commerce course by Shopify. If you want to learn more, just go to dropshipwebinar.com. I'll link that in the description as well. But one more tip that I'll give you for if you're getting impressions but not clicks for certain products is check inside of Google to see what keywords are triggering those impressions. For example, if you sold surfboards and the search terms that were triggering your ads were best surf locations or, you know, best place to surf, then those people, of course, they're not going to click your ad when they see it because they don't want to buy a surfboard. They want to learn where the best place to surf is. So what you can do there is use those keywords as negative keywords and make sure you stop appearing for them. Then your ad budget will go towards the keywords that actually make you money. And then you'll get more real traffic. You'll get more clicks. You'll get more sales. You'll get that consistency that you're looking for. Finally, the fourth and final section of this podcast I wanted to share with you is that if you're not already, you should definitely be building and utilizing remarketing assets. So first thing you should do is make sure you're building Facebook audiences of your website visitors and of your website customers so that we can run ads to them in the future. You want to be doing the same thing on Google inside of Google Ads. Build an audience of website visitors and build an audience of website purchasers. Obviously, make sure you are actively building your email list. It's one of your biggest assets. I'm not going to get into email marketing in this podcast because, again, I cover that in detail in my programs and in other podcasts. I hit on it as well, but make sure you're actively building your email list every day. And what you want to do with these audiences that you're building, your Facebook audiences, your Google audiences, your email audience, is create monthly promotions and blast them out via email, post them all over social, promote them as ads on Google and Facebook. Because if you have a good monthly promotion strategy, there's no reason why it can't add 30% or more to your monthly revenue. We do this every month. It adds a ton of revenue, a ton of consistency, and it helps to take those months where you're not really sure what's happening to make them great. So if you want to know more about our monthly promotion strategies, I actually just created a brand new program. It's called Get Money Now. I know the name sounds like, yeah, get money now, like it doesn't sound legit, but I wanted to call it that because the point of it really is like, this is what we do to get money in the short term. This is what we do to build promotions, to build audiences, to promote offers, and to make sure we can capitalize on our audiences every single month. So, the whole course for that one is 6 weeks long, but it's something that you can use every month to build new promotion strategies to keep that revenue up and to make sales in your business more consistent. So I'll link up that program in the description below. But I hope that helps though, regardless of if you get the programs or not for Wally. That's a great question. Again, I definitely experienced this when I was first starting. I know it's scary, but there are things you can proactively do. And hopefully the tips in this podcast will help you well on your way to success. So with that being said, hope everybody got value from this episode. If you did, please do me a favor and leave the podcast a review. It means a lot. I'll post a link for how to do that in the description as well. And this show goes live twice a week, every Monday and Thursday morning. We have brand new episodes. So if you're not subscribed yet, be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or whatever your favorite podcast player is. And I will talk to you in the next episode. See ya.